on Sunday, the 21st of January, 2024. Anybody here on the 21st of January, 2024? Anybody in the UK? I think we all were, weren't we? Was it a bit windy? Was it just a bit windy? Was it a bit wet? Was it a storm? Was it a storm? It was called Storm Aisha. They're coming more and more obscure names. And apparently it had a peak wind of 107 miles an hour. Now that's pretty much hurricane strength. Just about category one or something? Category two, yes. So and it was in the very north of Scotland, but it was a very, very severe storm for the United Kingdom. And it had a lot of wind and rain, particularly over the north and west, and sadly people died. Right? Now we like talking about the weather in this country because we get a lot of it. Now I've got a question for you guys, and I've got some visual aids, okay? So think about this really bad storm, okay? One second. Visual aids. Anybody see that?
Sand.
What is it?
Sand.
Sand. Okay. Anybody like sand? Anybody want to feel the sand? Come on, then. Right, I'm going to have to, this is a health and safety warning, okay? If I seize up, you'll have to take me to hospital. I did try and clean that rock, but what is that?
What sound, Sam?
What's that?
A rock.
A rock, yes. You want to feel that rock? Maybe I'll, and you know, sue me later, but they might cut their hands, I don't know. I don't think so. Anyway, so you've got, what have you got, children? You've got two types of earth. What have you got? You've got sand and you've got rock, okay? Now, remember this picture over here. You need to build a house, okay? You need to, are you following this, everybody? Are you following this? You need to build a house, right? And you want to live in it for a long time, okay? Now, you have two choices. You can build a house in that, or you can build a house on that, actually, and it's different. This is really easy to build on, and really cheap as well, because you can move it with your hands, yeah? And so you just have to get a digger to dig a couple of feet into the sand, put your walls in, no problem at all. You'll have a house within a few weeks, right? This, that's a rock, isn't it? It takes 6 to 12 months to build a house on top of that. 4 or 5 weeks, 12 months. You want a house. Where would you build your house?
On a rock.
On a rock.
Why would you build it on a rock?
Because I knew the story of the...
Somebody's been cheating. Anybody else? Anybody want to build it on the sand? Come on. Oh. Why would you build it on the sand, guys?
No, I wanted to build it on rock.
Why would you build it on the rock?
Because rock is more stable and rocks doesn't move easily, so it won't be washed away in a flood or anything like that.
There you go. That's a great answer. So just because I'm not very talented, my wife has got a song about this. No, we don't, actually. Next slide. Keep going. Oh, dear. No. Keep going. That one, yes. Anybody know this song? This is ancient history. And those who do know this song need to come to the front. Come on.
Owen wouldn't play it.
Come on. Because if you know the song, you know the actions, right? And there are actions, children. So watch these wonderful people, right? And there are actions to this song. We're probably standing in front of it, but never mind. Maybe you stand over there. And that means that I don't have to embarrass myself. Stand over there, oh, please. Thank you. Over there. And you know the actions, don't you, folks? They're wise men. Anyway, so I will try and show you, okay? So watch the wonderful adults, and Roz will sing the song, and I will try and teach you or help you remind you. And everybody's got to join in.
Am I going to use a mic?
Yeah, you can use that one. Right. You know where this is going, don't you?
Yeah. But this is what you got on the.
Hiya. Come on, Joshua Sewell.
Sunday school.
Hey, come on.
Hey.
Right.
Right.
Let's try and do this, Aidan.
Brock, Brock. Who's here?
Who's there? Okay, the wise man. I'm going to do that one, yeah?
The wise man.
Thumb. Come on, everybody stand up. Come on.
Here you do it. You should.
Wise
do.
Man built his.
House upon the rock.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. Okay? Yes.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rains came down, and the floods came up, and the house on the rock stood.
Thank you. And the foolish man, now we're going to go...
And the house on the sand fell down. That's a bit boring, isn't it? So I want you to sing, and the house on the sand fell, crash, or splat, or whatever you want to make those noises.
Final verse that we don't know.
And the final verse, we found on the internet, so we can sing the final verse.
Take it away, Roz.
Oh, something like this.
The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man built his house upon the rock. And the rains came tumbling down.
And the rains came down and the floods came up. Whoosh!
The rains came down and the floods came up.
The foolish man built his house upon the sand.
The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down.
And the rains came down and the floods came up. Whoosh!
The rains came down and the floods came up. The rains came down and the floods came up. And the house on the sand.
They want to do the splat again. Okay. Oh, the crash wasn't big enough, okay?
And then we'll do the final verse, okay? Splat and then the final verse.
Okay. So, right, lots of noise, okay? The foolish man built his on the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. The foolish man built his house upon the sand. And the rains came tumbling down. And the rains came down and the floods came up. And the rains came down. Gonna do that
final verse.
Yeah. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. So build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. Build your life on the Lord Jesus Christ. And the blessings will come down. And the blessings come down as your prayers go up. The blessings come down as your prayers go up. The blessing comes down as your prayers go up. So build your life on the Lord.
Right, please, children. Thank you, Roz. Come on, I'm exhausted now. I think you get the point. So let's go back to the previous slide, if you don't mind, Marco. Yes. Let's read that together. If the children could go to their groups. Let's read that together, if you don't mind. Everyone who hears the words of mine and does them like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds beat against that house. But it did not collapse because its foundations had been laid on a rock. Everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them, like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain fell, the flood came, and the winds beat against that house, and it collapsed. It was utterly destroyed. Just as we start our meeting, let's have those thoughts in mind. We do have a controversial subject to discuss today in the talk that Dan will give. We hope we've been able to warn you of that. It is a controversial subject in the context of our modern day. I think the modern day is more like sand than rock, I'll let you make your own decisions. So as we come into worship, let's be thinking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I spoke last time about the incredible wonder and majesty of the Lord Jesus Christ's incarnation, coming to earth. And why did he do that? He did it out of submission to God, but also absolute incredible love for us. So as we think about that, we think about the words of Christ on the screen, let's come and worship the Lord together.